The latest IRS available data on ITINs is from 2010. It shows that close to 18 million people in the U.S. paid their taxes with ITIN numbers. Irma Treviño is an IRS spokesperson.
Taxpayers who file with an ITIN, they contribute to Social Security.
Normally, people contributing to Social Security expect to get some benefit from the program once they retire. Eber doesn't. We agreed not to use his last name because he's in the U.S. illegally.
Tengo 35 años y me dedico a trabajar en la construcción.
I'm 35 years old and I work construction, but these last couple of days I've not been able to work because it's been raining and I work with dirt. And if the ground is wet, we can't touch it. But whether I work or not, I still have to pay my taxes.
It's a duty, he says, the right thing to do. He also sees it as a savings mechanism because he has two young children and he often gets a tax refund. When the ITIN program started in 1996, once a number was issued, it could be used indefinitely. Not anymore. The IRS's Irma Treviño says numbers issued starting this month will need to be renewed every 5 years. Existing numbers are grandfathered.
If taxpayers have an ITIN, they can use that ITIN when they have the opportunity to acquire a Social Security number. They need to return that ITIN to the IRS.
There are very few ways for someone with an ITIN to get a Social Security number. That would mean going from an illegal status to becoming a legal resident. For most people, only a change in the nation's current immigration policy will give them that chance. Over the years, the ITIN program has had very few changes, and they haven't made the program more restrictive. On the contrary, when the biggest change took place in 2003, it shortened the list of documents needed to apply to just a birth certificate and a valid photo ID. Joy Diaz, KUT News.